This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
When I get sad, I stop being sad and be awesome instead. True story.
We're too unique, guys.
He's like the Lone Ranger, and I'm like Tonto.
You're not a veterinarian. You don't know anything.
Now we will hang out there all the time.
That's right. I'm your daddy.
What the deuce?
It's the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's the first Monday in May. We're glad to have you along with us as we've got a lot to talk about. We're into the postseason for UNK and Hastings College for both baseball and softball. Damon Day and Blake Cover are going to join us to talk about the RMAC tournament here in just a couple of moments. Also, the Huskers. I know Daddy wants to talk about them a little bit. The Kentucky Derby. I don't know. Jeff Apel's dancing around with his shirt off. He had Super Saver, and I guess a lot of folks had Super Saver, but a lot of folks in their exotics didn't have the way it came about. It was just such a wide open field. I don't think a whole lot of folks nailed this one, but a lot of folks must have had the exacta from the price that it paid. It wasn't a normal what you would expect. So we'll talk about that and whatever else is going on in the world of sports, including something I wanted to mention last week. Mock drafts, they always do this right away. We've already got the 2011 mock draft out there. Right now, Jared Crick is a first-round selection. He's a junior. They're saying he's going to opt out and be a first-round selection, the Husker defensive lineman from Cozad.
He can't go to the bar yet. He's 20 years old, Doug. He's 20 years old. He can't go to the bar yet.
Well, he'll just have to buy a lot of Dr. Pepper or Coca-Cola or Sprite or whatever it is. I don't know. 29th. You're okay. You're on. You just got to talk closer to it like a professional. You think you can handle that?
I thought maybe you'd
have... There you go. See, we got Daddy a new microphone.
I thought maybe you'd have a montage put together about last week's Kentucky Derby picks.
You know, I only have so many hours in the day, Tony. I understand. You could have done it.
That's not... I don't...
And why would we want to praise Apel besides saying, hey, good job, Jeff? Did you pick Super Saver?
No, but the horse... There was a horse that came from dead ass last. And I repeat it, dead ass last.
Oh, Icebox. Yeah, Apel thinks that he's going to win the Belmont. There will be no Triple Crown winner because the last race, the longest race, Super Saver won't be able to hold that lead because of Icebox.
And then Patio Prado gets third. I would be honest with you. If everything I read said Patio Prado's a turf horse, doesn't belong in this race. It should be in a race on the turf, and then it finishes third. So. That's all we know about horse racing.
One other thing I want to ask you, Alex Gordon has been optioned to Omaha. This is the first time, I mean, he's come off an injury twice and went to Omaha. This time he was in Omaha, off the injury, back to the big ball club, and they just finally said, I mean, when you're talking about Avilas and Getz and guys like that that are playing, the end, unfortunately, I think is near for Alex Gordon.
Yeah, Trey Hillman's saying we feel very comfortable having Kiasmo at third and Chris Getz at second. That's our rotation. There's really no rotation right now. Those are our two guys we're going with. We feel comfortable with them. We got to have somebody produce. And Alex did not hit in 200.
194, one home run. Just not solid. So he's back home. I guess he gets to be in Omaha instead of going to Chicago and the rest of this 11-game road trip. Royals went 2-2 over the weekend. Bob Davis from the Royals is going to join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show among our guests. But a lot of baseball and a lot of softball talk going on this week because the RMAC and GPAC tournaments both getting underway. Hastings College is hosting softball. UNK is hosting baseball. And the head coach of the Lopers, Damon Day, and the young man who's had more hits than anybody in Loper history on the field, Blake Cover, is with us as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, got 2 out of 3 on the weekend. You're the division champions. You've won 12 out of your last 13. And all this said, tied for the second most wins in school history. And there still appears to be a lot of work to be done this week in the conference tournament.
Yeah, we're excited. We're excited to be hosting this year. It's nice to
not have to be going on the road or staying on the road to play. And so I'm excited to bring the tournament, that we're excited that the tournament's here in town, and hopefully everybody can come out Wednesday night at 7 and give us some support and enjoy some good RMAC baseball.
Damon, obviously on a roll like you guys were, you dropped the first one in this series. No doubt crept into the boys' mind. They find a way to fight back and win two the next day in exciting fashion.
You know, this is a unique group of individuals. They, I don't really know I don't have the words or the commentary that I can say on radio to describe them, what I'm really thinking sometimes in dealing with these individuals. But they do. They have a sense of they know how good they can be when they go out and play. And when we get beat, they usually know that they've haven't played up to their abilities. And so, you know, when we got to the yard on Saturday, they were like they always are, relaxed, footloose, and fancy free, and they went out and played a good day of baseball. And you know, we didn't pitch as well as we have this year on that series, but it was great to see our offense kind of step up and take advantage and pull us into two wins that we really needed, not only just to go on to into the conference tournament on a high note, but to make sure we kind of held serve in that regional rankings.
Damon Day, Blake Cover joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Just the bracket overall, here's how it breaks down on Wednesday. The first game at 11 o'clock, the 3-seed Mesa State takes on the 4-seed Metro. Then the top seed, New Mexico Highlands, who's nationally ranked, will take on Regis at 3 o'clock. UNK is the 2nd seed, and they will take on Pueblo at 7 o'clock Central Time. And then it gets into a quirky little bracket, as I always like to say here. You never know what's going to happen next, depending win, lose. You got to play a lot of baseball. The easiest thing to do, though, is to win three or four baseball games and claim the championship, which you guys have been fortunate to do. You got to have deep pitching staff to get through this. And coming off a weekend like this, you're still pretty confident with your pitching staff?
Oh, without a doubt. They've pitched well all season long, and we've really started to play well as a team all season long. And so I really like our chances in this tournament. I think if we can kind of get past the whole we're hosting and the whole, you know, it's in Kearney and there's a lot of different things going on that are different than a normal weekend. I think if we can adjust to the different types of schedules that everybody's going to have with finals week and whatnot, I think the earlier that we can adapt to getting into our routine on a game day, I think that's going to help us. But, you know, it's a lot different hosting than being on the road. When you're on the road, you show up at the yard, you play, and then you leave. Now there's a lot more family in town. There's a lot more people around talking about. There's a lot more demand on our guys' time. So, you know, I think if we can get into our rhythm and get into our groove on Wednesday of our normal pregame day and whatnot, I think the more that our kids can stay in their routine and keep it as normal as possible, the more successful we're going to be.
Damon, following up with that pitching, just the ball was up, or what was the problem this weekend?
You know, this weekend, I think you got to really tip your hat to Regis. They, you know, we've seen them before. They know how we like to pitch guys. And I thought that they did a great job of, you know, of taking what we gave them. And to be honest with you, we didn't make adjustments soon enough. And it seemed like once we finally did make some adjustments and started locating our pitches a little bit better and not leaving them over the heart of the plate or some area, doing some things like that, you know, they're... We started to get some outs and started to get some consistency. So, no worries from our end. I mean, it's probably the first times that our bullpen in there in game number two imploded. You know, but I didn't think that the balls were, you know, they got their hits, but it wasn't like it was a rocket off the wall here and a rocket off the wall there. You know, they strung together five or six infield hits that bounced through our infield. And so, I know our kids are ready to go. I know our pitching staff's ready to go, for this tournament.
Well, not many have got by Blake Cover, who also joins us here, holding down the shortstop spot. And Blake became the all-time leading hit king here, I guess, at UNK. Blake, at the beginning of the year, and Jared Lush was supposed to join us, but he's got a final today, so we hope to catch up with him maybe in the next week, like I told Coach, after they win the conference tournament. But, Blake, when you see that, I mean, you're not oblivious, obviously, to the beginning of the year when you see your name out there, and you guys really kind of did what you were supposed to do. Was there pressure, or did you just go about it like when you were a sophomore?
I just went about it like when I was a sophomore. I guess I'd use it as motivation just to work harder so, you know, I don't choke, so-called, just to keep, you know, having fun. You know, it's one thing you hear about when you're off the field, but on the field it doesn't cross my mind at all, except for when I was tied it, and then the next day I was pressing a little bit because I, of course, knew I was – you know, tied with Travis Kirkman. But other than that, it was just playing like I've always done, going out, having fun.
like, how nice was it? You get some awards to start the season off, kind of carry over from last year. But you know you're in the lineup day in, day out. If you go for 3-0 for 4, not that big of a deal. From a confidence standpoint, just staying pretty level-headed. Has that been the main thing for you this year?
Yeah, that's probably been the key, is just staying confident, you know, staying mentally focused. And just, you know, every day I come to the yard, I know I'm going to, you know, give it my best. And I know I'm going to be in the lineup and give it everything I have.
Blake Cover, Damon Day with UNK Baseball joining us here. It's hard to ask what's it going to be like to play the conference tournament at home, because you've never had that opportunity, but you've played so many games here at home over the last month. This shouldn't change the routine much, should it?
No, I don't believe so. It's definitely going to be exciting to, you know, look up and see all the fans in the stands. I mean, they've done a great job the last few weeks coming out and supporting us, and look forward to seeing a full crowd Wednesday night.
Now, Daddy will be there, but you may not see him, because he likes to chase foul balls.
Yeah.
Still likes to get that 50 cents.
And they knock that hill down, which is nice.
Easier to get up?
Much easier, much easier.
Blake, I think an interesting comparison, or if you want to tie it together with you, Jared, the Kearney connection there. You guys played baseball together for a long, long time. Different paths to get back to UNK. But we've talked lots of times about how the local talent, you've got to have some to make a program, your local college, go. Talk about maybe, do you and Jared talk about the Kearney connection, have a little pride taking care of the hometown?
Yes, we definitely take pride in, you know, being from Kearney, growing up here, getting to play together this much longer. I think we, first time we were on the same team was, I think Jared was 11, I was 12. You know, so we've been playing together for 10, 11 years, and it's something pretty special to be able to come out and play 4 more years with Jared. He's a great leader, and just it's definitely talk about, you know, the pride factor of we're from Kearney, we want to do this right, go out on a high note. So that's definitely a plus.
Blake, I don't want you to look at Coach Day when you answer this. Is it your feeling that you're in the tournament, win or lose this weekend, or what's the team saying right now?
My perspective, and I think most of the team's perspective, is we're going to have to go out and, I guess, not worry about where we're at regionally, conference, just anything like that. Just go out and play hard, and it'll take care of itself.
Blake Cover, Damon Day, politically correct. There's a senior for you. Blake, one more question, because I never know when we're going to get a chance to talk to you again. We've read the article here when you were breaking the record about how your path, leaving Kearney Catholic, graduating from Kearney Catholic, then going to Creighton and then deciding to come back to Kearney. It all has worked out, it would appear, but kind of take us through, think back to that decision and then ending up at UNK, and really you've been a part of this program turning around and heading in the right direction for more than just a one-year spike.
I'd say, you know, I wanted to go give Division I a shot. Went down to Creighton, tried out, stayed on and kind of just helped out in the office, and I couldn't even watch baseball. I struggled to stay around it just because it was so tough not playing. And my dad kept on me to, you know, keep hitting, don't give up. And then in my mind, I was done. I was just going to go to school, take care of that. And then I came back in that following summer, and I realized how much I missed it. Emailed Coach Day. We met up at Memorial Field, talked for 15, 20 minutes, and you know, he said he envisioned me playing third base and then maybe eventually shortstop, and it's kind of funny to see. That's kind of the path I took. But no, it's, you know, I'm not responsible for turning it around. You know, those guys are Cody Lucero, Travis Kirkman, Eber. Guys like that deserve the credit for turning this program around.
Blake, is there frustration on your part towards Ed Service for not giving you more of a chance? Well, let's be honest. I mean,
do you email him your stats from time to time and say, hey, All-American?
I don't even think about it.
Damon, is that how it happened, or when you heard he was back in town, did you fall down the stairs running to the computer and the phone trying to get a hold of him?
That would be against NCAA rules, because we had not gotten a release. But no, that's exactly how it happened. He wanted a shot, and I told him that we'd give him a shot, and I envisioned him in, you know, being a big contributing part of this baseball program. I think what people don't realize, and I've kind of said it, and it's tough because Blake and I are pretty close, and it was a tough senior day for me, but you know, when
when we came out of the fall this year, we didn't really know what was going to go on with our shortstop position. And probably one of the more unselfish acts I've ever seen is Blake coming into my office saying that he was ready to make the change. And, you know, he's got scouts looking at him and whatnot as a third baseman. He's got all these accolades as a third baseman. And to just come into my office and say, well, I have never played the position at the collegiate level, I'll move over, not knowing how it was going to transpire, to me just showed what a leader and what a special young man he is to completely leave out what was going to be the best for him and completely make a team decision and move over to shortstop, where he's done for playing there for the past 50 games, and that's it. At the college level, where it's such a big deal, I can't say enough about Blake and what he's been able to accomplish this year. Changing over positions and whatnot, I mean, if you look at what him and Jared have been able to accomplish as far as leadership-wise, that's the reason why we're at today, is because of this entire senior class and all the new guys that we brought in, and everybody just kind of buying into the whole, we're just going to play as hard as we possibly can. At the end of the day, if it's good enough, then we're going, well, then we should have won. And if it's not, then we'll work on what we need to fix to make sure that happens. And I think from day one, no matter highs, lows, 10-game winning streak, 5-game losing streak that we went through, this team has done a phenomenal job of just staying the course and just playing as hard as they possibly can every single game.
Damon, another player of the week.
Yes, we made another player of the week this week. I think JT Putt, or is it Alex Haig? One of those two is going to be player of the week in the RMAC. I haven't seen all the other stats, but this will be our sixth or seventh player of the week that our pitching staff has made.
Are they aware of that? You know?
Oh, yeah.
How much the RMAC hates.
Yeah, but these guys are quick-witted. They all say, yeah, we just let one guy rarer than everybody else. We just pick that one guy who gets to have a special weekend, but then we get the other eight guys out. So, no, I don't know why that is. I don't know how that happens, but...
If fans are going to go out and watch RMAC baseball, are there other coach? Is there a coach out there that you like and a team that you say, hey, he's a good guy?
I think that
you hate them all.
I think you're going to see some good baseball at the RMAC tournament. I mean, Mesa State. Coach Hanks does a phenomenal job. I mean, World Series type team. Coach Jones from New Mexico Highlands. You know, the thing about those guys is they're very, very offensive teams. And so they're fun to watch. I mean, they bring a style of baseball that they can flat out swing it type of thing. But I get along with all the coaches, Tony, in the RMAC.
Stirring the pot. Just stirring the pot. Damon Pueblo's up first. Tell us a little bit about your matchups with them so far this year and what you're expecting here. I assume you're going to go with Jared. I assume they'll go with their number one. Talk about that matchup.
Yep, Jared's going to go for us. We're 3-3 on the year with them. This is the rubber game of we got swept at their place, and we swept them here, and we'll see come Wednesday night. I think it's going to be a good baseball game. We've had some tight baseball games with them this year, and so I'm not expecting anything different. They're a very, very talented team. They're a very, very competitive team, and we've had a healthy rivalry with them over the past couple years. And so I think it's going to be a good baseball game, and I know our players are looking forward to playing Pueblo and excited about the opportunity.
I'm really looking forward to having the tournament here in Kearney. Should be a big advantage for you guys, if you needed one already.
Blake, you touched on it. Is there going to be baseball in your future after this season's over? Is that what you want, or is that what you're hearing?
I hope so. I'm definitely going to give it a shot and see where it takes me. If I can't get something with affiliated team, I'll go play independent ball somewhere. But definitely going to give a run at it, see what happens.
The coach was hitting balls for a former player that's getting a chance, in Canada last week?
Yeah, Nate Swear signed a contract to play for Calgary in the Golden League.
Well, we're talking about things that 5 years ago when we started this program, or however long ago it was, I don't know that we would have ever thought we were talking about. UNK is 34-16. They finished 20-12 in a conference. Plains champions. That gets them the number two seed. They're sitting here, Tony. I think it comes down to they need to make the finals against Highlands to feel at least a little bit of comfort, and then just let it play out and see what happens.
You know, it's in Kearney. This is their year to put it on in front of the fans and get the home support out there. So, folks, it's happening Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Check it out, Memorial Field. It's going to be where the action is, and it should be a great, great chance to get out and check out the Lopers.
Blake, Damon, as always, thanks for the time. We'll see you up at the field this week.
Thank you.
Hey, guys, don't forget that all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, we feed them by handing them out a little certificate to Burger King, home of the Buck Double. Not named after Buck, but it's named after the Buck of a dollar, the Buck Double flame-broiled quarter-pound double cheeseburger. How about the Whiplash Whopper? Daddy loves it. Spicy mayo, pepper jack cheese, and crispy red peppers. Give this new sandwich a kick. Two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte as well. We'll take a break and be back with a lot more on this Monday edition of the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
The Second Amendment, one of the most threatened rights in our Constitution. At Old Market Firearms, we recognize the importance of the Second Amendment as essential to the Nebraska way of life. No matter what the season, Old Market Firearms is your source for all your sports shooting needs. In this uncertain political climate, their expert repair, service, and supply of handguns, shotguns, and rifles are a welcome reassurance. Old Market Firearms, 713 West 1st Street in Hastings. Old Market Firearms, right on target.
From my cold, dead hands.
When I step onto your farm,
I am Dynagro.
I am dedicated to serving you.
I am Dynagro.
I will offer only the best seed for your farm.
I am Dynagro.
I represent a national brand that focuses its research on your success. I am Dynagro. Call Dynagro at 1-800-652-9298. Grow with the best.
Now that the weather is beginning to cooperate, the fun is just getting started at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. As all your favorite teams are keeping their eye on the ball, you'll be looking out for all the early happy hour specials from 3 to 6. Live music and entertainment on the weekends add to the excitement. And when the action heats up, the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, your uptown night spot in downtown K-Town.
If you've been to a Nebraska Cattleman's Ball, then you know just how much fun it is. And if you haven't, here's your chance. The 2010 Cattleman's Ball is in Kearney, June 4th and 5th, and tickets are on sale now. It's all about raising money to fight cancer right here in Nebraska. And to help out, we've lined up a fabulous Saturday night concert featuring country music superstar Randy Travis.
Hi, this is Randy Travis. Please join me at the 2010 Cattleman's Ball in Kearney. We'll have a great time, play some music, and we'll raise money to give cancer the boot. I hope to see you there.
Your top hand ticket includes the Randy Travis concert, prime rib dinner, a dance after the concert, and a day filled with fun activities, all to raise money for the Epley Cancer Center in Omaha and local healthcare organizations. You don't have to be a cowboy. You don't have to dress up. It's a great time at a great price for a great cause. Tickets at cattlemansball.com or stop by Platte Valley State Bank in Kearney. The 2010 Cattleman's Ball, June 4th and 5th in Kearney.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with an isolated chance for a shower or storm developing later today as well. With high temperatures around 70, west winds will also stay around 10 to 15 with some higher gusts at times. We'll drop out to 47 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
The Doug and Daddy Show, 888-455-ESPN. If you want to join us, 888-455-3776. Always love to hear from you at the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Irish Ken has chimed in. He wanted to poke Damon about Notre Dame anything. So, but he was in a good mood, so we didn't do that. Why would we do that? Daddy, what about the golf this weekend? Yesterday, Yo Ishikawa fires a 58, Rory in a Japan event to win it, and that's 12 under, which is tied any modern record of real competition. Now, the course was
he went right by that 59 on the elevator.
He didn't punch that. He shot 12 under 58, so par 70. That's one thing. There's always a debate, but it's still 58. And then Rory McIlroy flies by Phil Mickelson and the rest of the crew yesterday. Birdies 9 of the first 11 holes, throws an eagle on the back 9, shoots 62. Or Ishikawa birdied 9 of 11, but yesterday 10 under par, 62 for McIlroy to win his first event. And when you're that, he was pretty far back, so he wasn't in the last group, but they were pretty fired up watching this kid come home. He'll be 21 this week.
Yeah, you're starting to see some incredible rounds of golf, and people will say, well, the equipment. Well, they've been saying the equipment for what now? 8 years since there's been a change? 10 years that there's been a that the equipment's been supposedly much improved? These kids get younger and younger, and there's more stars emerging.
And then on the flip side, since the show Friday, Tiger Woods throws up a 79, which some of us would dream to have, but a 79.
Well, Tony, he's four putting from.
But Tony, can you? Where is it? Is it mentally? Can you lose your entire? I mean, this was a machine. This was a robot of golf. It's not like he's coming off injury, and I understand all the mental stuff. But it doesn't. Is mental taken over his actual swing? I mean, in four months. Can you totally? You don't forget how to ride a bike in 4 months. And I know golf is so technical, but if he's shooting par, that's one thing. I don't expect him to go out and shoot 65 every day. But this is bordering on scary. Can he turn it around quickly like he's done in the past when he's struggled a couple of times? Or are we really seeing the meltdown of another great athlete to where one major might be all he's left in his future?
No.
I'm just asking. I like watching Tiger play.
Let's not forget, we're 3 weeks or a month removed from tied for fourth at the Masters?
But, Tony, how long did he lay off?
144 days.
Right, but 8 months with the knee, 10 months with the whatever it was?
True.
It just seems weird. Was he just mentally out of it on Friday?
How about him staying in the Ritz-Carlton in Charlotte where the Quail Hollow was? Wherever Quail Hollow was, Tiger stays in the Ritz-Carlton. One of his mistresses, one of the 10 or 12 or 15, goes to check in there. She's the stripper. She's going to Charlotte to dance at a club. They denied her. Said, why don't you head down the road? You're not welcome here. She's thinking about a lawsuit. Just coincidental
timing.
Guess
what? No. People, guess what? You reserve the right to give service to anybody. You know what? No, you can't stay here. No, you can't stay here. Now get the hell out. Doesn't matter where you're at, what you are. This is my business. I don't want you here. What right do you have to sue? Derek's got an interesting stat on Tiger.
Yeah, Tiger, after missing the cut, which has only happened 6 times in his career before this weekend, at the next event he plays, he finished in the top 10 every single time after missing the cut. So we'll have to see what he does next event. And then if he's out of the mix again, then something's really wrong there.
And this is the Players this weekend with the Island Green and all that. Not really one of Tiger's favorite tournaments. I think he's won it once, but outside of that, off the radar. And after he had that rough first round Thursday, I think two of his toughest first rounds on tour have come at the Players' Championship, where he's struggling to make the cut on the second day. This is not his favorite golf course, and it requires a little bit more accuracy, especially on the par fives and, of course, that Island Green and things like that. So some golf to talk about now, I think, as we move along.
Yeah, really the fifth major, if you will, the tournament this week.
That's what they like to call it. Speaking of golf, a couple of UNK kids are teeing up in the regionals. The women's regional got underway yesterday, and Sarah Wissing of the Lopers shot an 80. That's tied for sixth, a seven-way tied for sixth, but the lead is at 71, and then after that it gets a little bit more crowded. But Sarah Wissing, her second straight NCAA regional, the top three teams, the top three individuals not from one of those teams get to advance. So if she can improve on that 80, she's at least, after day one, put herself in a position to give herself a chance tomorrow. So we'll see what happens, and we'll have an update for you later today. And then senior Devin Kassler tees off in the first round today of the regional in Palm Desert, California. Tough gig there.
Lovely place this time of year.
Say, we talked a lot about UNK baseball. Let's talk a little bit about the Hastings College baseball teams, and we'll talk softball as well. But the GPAC Conference Tournament will be held in Mitchell, South Dakota. It runs Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The early games at 9 o'clock include Hastings, who has now won 8 in a row in conference to get in. They were 4-12. 8 in a row get them to 12-12 in a conference. That gets them the 7th seed, and they will be taking on Sioux Falls. And Concordia and Hastings were battling for that last spot. Concordia got in at the 8th slot. So Hastings plays Sioux Falls Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and then would get either Dakota Wesleyan or Northwestern in the second game that day. Win or lose, they have to play twice Thursday. Hopefully the rain stays away, and that could be a concern later in the week here in Kearney. Supposed to be outstanding tomorrow, maybe windy, and it goes like from 81 Tuesday to 52 Thursday, something crazy like that. But I guess that's what these guys are used to playing in. Hastings is hosting the GPAC softball tournament also Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. These are all double elimination at the Smith Softball Complex. The opening games Thursday afternoon are at 4 o'clock. Hastings is the 3 seed, and they will take on Doan in the opening game. And for UNK, they've made a nice run at the end of the season as well to get into the conference tournament. They won 3 of 4 this weekend, including a doubleheader sweep yesterday. UNK gets in as the 8 seed. They'll play nationally ranked Metro State, who's been in the top 5 most of the season. Not an easy draw, but again, double elimination, and whatever happens against Metro, I think now that they have shown that they maybe can hang with whoever they play, Mesa State or Colorado Mines, in that second game. So congratulations to Coach Carnes and to Coach Bovey, whose teams a month ago didn't look like they were going to be playing much ball in May, and they have had a solid last 3 weeks.
A little bit of a roll, and that's what you want this time of year. If you're not one of those teams leading your conference, you're fighting your way to get in. What a better way to go in than having that winning streak right behind you.
Go out and enjoy it. It's all coming up this weekend for the Lopers and the Broncos. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, get into some email and a little bit more, including that crazy derby right after this.
Welcome back to Am I Living the Highlight. Let's take some calls.
Please help. I am at an art gallery, and everyone is sipping champagne here and gushing over art that looks like it was finger-painted by a guy wearing mittens.
Exit the nearest door. Run through a wall if you have to. Just hobnob the heck out of there.
My wife's coming. I gotta go.
Next call.
Guys, I'm on. Hey, me and the guys are playing horseshoes and drinking a couple of cold ones.
Well, ring one for the highlight, because you, my friend, are living it.
All right.
Next.
That's in the Caribbean. Oh, I'm on the air? Good. Our foursome is being held up by some ruffians in the back nine, drinking beers, and by the looks of my pocket watch, taking their sweet time.
Listen up, Ascot. The highlight don't run on pocket watch time. Now put that in your cummerbund and smoke. Next call.
Hey, man, love your show. Guess what?
What?
It's 2-for-1 night at the bowling alley.
Twice the good, honest beer for half the tasty price.
Plus free cheese balls.
Cheese balls? That's a strike right down the middle of the high life, my friend. Well, that's all the time we have. Now remember, the high life loves you.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Live responsibly.
Most of the time, you don't get a do-over. But this May at Indian Head Golf Course, the Second Chance Open, formerly the Eclectic, does exactly that. It's a two-person best ball, Saturday, May 22nd and Sunday, May 23rd. The course set up differently each day. Pick your best scores. The Second Chance Open, formerly the Eclectic, at Central Nebraska's only GPS-equipped golf course, Indian Head. $80 entry fee includes green fees, cart for 2 days, and prize fund. Call 308-381-4653. 308 381-4653.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with an isolated chance for a shower or storm developing later today as well. With high temperatures around 70, west winds will also stay around 10 to 15 with some higher gusts at times. We'll drop back to 47 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
Tampa Bay's got to get rid of these Sunday uniforms. you're trying to copy the Royals, that's not a good thing. I mean, seriously, Tampa Bay, there's nothing in your anything that is that color, ever. And the Royals and Rays played a game like the Huskers did yesterday, 1-0. Only at least the Huskers won. We go to the Dead Popper inbox here. It says, Daddy, you better use that Burger King certificate so Blake Cover isn't ineligible. Damn NCAA. Keep chasing USC.
I already stole it from him.
Gave it to Coach. Gave it to Coach. Exactly. After that, I can't tell you anything.
Okay, Douglas. Okay. People talk about overused phrases. People talk about, you know, maybe they don't like the nation thing, whether you're Husker Nation or you're whatever nation.
At the end of the day?
At the end of the day. There you go.
110%?
There you go. Well, I'm starting to try and figure out, when somebody says we've got to develop more mental toughness.
Oh, God. Here we go. Oh, God.
Well, it's starting to become so overused. Mentally, we're not tough enough as a team. Well,
Are you mentally tough?
You know what? I'm a competitor. You know, if you're playing a sport, I compete.
Not here. No, not even close.
There's a difference though. Mentally, we got to get tougher. And when they say that, they mean mentally tougher. But I don't know what mentally tougher is. You got to play the game with a sense of urgency and get mentally tougher. It's the mentally strong. How 18 and 22-year-olds handle failure. What?
Who are you talking about?
Nebraska and, you know, Rob Childress defending Mike Anderson. And it was a good article by Mitch Sherman, one of our friends here, and I appreciate Mitch. So much affects college baseball, Childress said. The strong survive. It's not the physically strong. It's the mentally strong. So Texas has smarter kids?
No, what he's saying is very comparable to what we just talked about on the local scene with Hastings College Baseball, UNK Softball. Your season is headed down the tank, and you still have a third of it to play. Instead of cashing it in, you keep working, and you fight your way through it, and you find a way to get some wins on the board, which is not what Nebraska is doing because they can't hit the ball. And the one day that they did, then the pitching staff came apart, which is the way it seems to always be. But even the day that they hit the ball, they were down. Well, it was already, they've got three in the eighth to make it 10-5. They were down 10-2. Nebraska's just not hitting the ball. And I think we've heard this different sports, but in this case, they're kind of going out and going through the motions instead of trying to, I guess, be tough enough to want to win every baseball game, to focus on the things it takes to win the game instead of just going up there as individuals and swinging away or daydreaming in the outfield or making errors in the infield.
But I got to think every time a kid goes to the plate, he's trying to hit the ball. He's not trying to.
Well, trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark, or is he trying to drive it to right field to move the runner along? Is he trying to lay down a bunt? Is he swinging it? Is he swinging at the first pitch when he should be taking it?
I just think you're playing a game. I'm going to go try harder.
Well, in this instance, Mike Anderson has to find a way to say the same thing for the eighth consecutive week. Seventh in the Big 12. They've went 1-2 in every single, which is, if that's the way it finishes, it'll be the weirdest stat in history in baseball, is that you could go 1-2 in every single weekend series, but they've done it again, and they set it 7-14 in the conference with two series left to go.
It's certainly strange. You've got to look at attendance at an all-time low. They're going to miss the postseason for the second year in a row. Obviously, changes of something has to happen.
I think you got to find out what's going on inside. What the players think, what the kids think, what the people associated with Nebraska baseball think. Not necessarily is Mike Anderson doing a good job or not doing a good job, because all we hear, it was injuries, young, still trying to recover from the draft from 2 years ago. Next year's supposed to be the year. Can you risk having this go to next year, and then if it's a failure, you're really in bad shape, but if it's a success, then the boat's right. I think you got to know, are the kids happy? And not just, you know, it's all on the kids, but are they happy playing for him, Coach Anderson? what are the other reasons that they're not doing well? And if we bring in any other coach, will it be any different? Is it the kids we have, or is it the coaches that we have, or is it something else?
And then you have the people out there that, we got the wrong guy. If Coach Childress has been here, he's in seventh in the Big 12. So don't get, you know, he's not looking real, you know. Both teams are struggling right now, so that's a stupid argument. And I've heard about four times, we got the wrong guy because Bill Byrne knew what he was doing, so he went to A&M, they brought Childress there because Bill Byrne was four steps ahead of everybody else because he's smarter because he's a dollar bill, and he's smarter because he's dollar bill, and he brings money to programs, that's how programs work, because he was four steps ahead of you Nebraskan fans. Well, they're in seventh, moron. And we're going to Oregon, then we're going to Washington, then we're going to California. Yeah!
888-455-3776. I hate this kind of talk. I hate this kind of talk because it's rarely productive. We can open it up. Do you want? And nobody's going to call in and say, Mike Anderson, I'm behind him 100%. Nobody's going to. They're going to say, we need to get rid of him. There's Fire Mike Anderson sites. There's Facebook. I joined the group Fire Mike Anderson. Really? Because you know so much more.
I'm with you there, too.
Because you know so much more. Again, you're going to get rid of Mike Anderson. Don't just... Who are you going to bring in? Genius. Hey, genius. Genius. Who are you going to hire? Maybe there's the perfect person out there, but before you make a move, you better be bringing in somebody better than Mike Anderson to take over the program. And that's going to be tough to do. It's hard to find somebody. It's just... It's amazing to me that we're sitting here talking about firing a coach at Nebraska for baseball because we're just not that good anymore. We kept John Sanders for a long, long time. And look at some of the kids he recruited. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email us anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. They don't have any midweek games this week. Finals week starting to roll around. Dead week, finals week for all the colleges, as Coach Day said, for UNK as well. And then Southeast Missouri State, it's their bye week for the Big 12, so non-conference. And this year it's Southeast Missouri State. And then two Big 12 series left to go. Next week it'll be Missouri on the road, and then they wrap up with Texas Tech the final weekend at home, which I don't know. Those are two teams that you could win some baseball games against, but you would think that that would have been the case with everybody but Texas. It's funny to think that probably Nebraska's best series this season was against Texas. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Or do you want to talk a little bit about your derby? I want to talk derby before we go break, because this will be our last break, and you might kind of get a little cocky on the derby, and then I would want to have to take a break to cut you off. The horse you picked finished second. The horse I picked finished ninth, which was Mission Impossible. Your thoughts on the Derby, because I don't think we got your real thoughts yet.
Well, once again, the off-track dictated. Calvin Burrell sits there on the rail, and another incredible ride. How he does it, no one knows other than him, to win it like he does. Saves ground. Everybody else is bouncing around on the outside, running further. He gets right through on the rail again. A fabulous, fabulous job, and... If not for him.
We'll talk about the race with looking at Lucky. He didn't get out front like he wanted. But at what point can you protest a race? I mean, if whichever the horse that I've lost, was a Noble Promise or something like that, bumped him into the rail twice, well, if you're running a race and you Zola Bud Mary Decker, I mean, yeah, it's going to be hard to get back up and get to the front. And that horse did a lot of work and got towards the front by the end of the race. But how, I mean, seriously, nobody is talking about that. It didn't get to the front, which, okay, but then it was just knocked out of the race by a horse that absolutely steered him into the rail twice. Contact, deliberate contact both times.
Finishes sixth.
And it's just incredible. And it'll be interesting to see how many want to run in the Preakness in 2 weeks. They say that, obviously, the winner, Super Saver, will try and run a Triple Crown. But it's to the point now where horse racing, hardly anybody comes back here out of the Derby and races in this next one. And the field's always like nine horses. We've had 7, 9, I think maybe last year they did get it up to 11, but it's not near the horses in the field. And I think you throw looking at Lucky in there, you don't have to worry about getting so crowded. It's gonna do a lot of damage, I guess. I ask you, Tony, will Super Saver win the Triple Crown?
No, I don't believe so. I don't think he stood out that much, and I don't know you know that much being the sloppy conditions of the track. Certainly. Played for him as well as anybody with the trip he got.
Spring postseason on the high school side begins today. There's going to be some district soccer in Kearney. We'll talk about that and everything else that we haven't touched on, including boxing, where we correctly on this show predicted a Mayweather decision. Back after this.
And now, two more facts you didn't know. Fact one, most people blink 17,000 times a day. Fact 2. Geico can also help you with renter's insurance. Think about all of the expensive things you own. For as little as $12 a month, Geico can help you protect it all. For all the details, visit geico.com. By the way, during this commercial, you blinked 5 times. I pride myself on my lack of blinking.
Are you stressed out trying to find the best hotel price?
Yes.
Then try Travelocity's new top secret hotels. The easy way to get unpublished discounts of up to 45% off 3- and 4-star hotels without the hassle of bidding.
No bidding?
No bidding.
Well, knock me over.
You got it.
Oh, very funny. Ha! What's it called again?
Travelocity's top secret hotels.
Good luck keeping that a secret.
Travelocity, the best place for hotel deals. Go to Travelocity.com for details and to book your top secret hotel now.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Feeling lucky? At Plum Creek Motors, good luck is on the house because everyone's a winner. Go to PlumCreekDeals.com and find your opportunity to win a new Chevy of A05. No tricks, no gimmicks. Some lucky person can win a new Chevy of A05 this month. Bring your spin and win number to Plum Creek Motors. If it matches, you win. And everyone's a winner just for completing the online instructions. You'll get $100 worth of free e-outlet stores gift cards. Good toward brand name electronics, cookware, and more. Plus, get an additional $1,000 savings voucher towards your next purchase. Keep all the approved rebates and incentives. Go to PlumCreekDeals.com and spin to win a new Chevy of A05. And remember, everyone wins $100 worth of free e-outlet stores gift cards, along with an additional $1,000 savings voucher. Good towards your next new or pre-owned purchase. At PlumCreekDeals.com, one spin and you win.
Savings off MSRP. See dealer for complete details.
Your home for the College World Series is right here.
Into the right field corner. Plate. He's driven in 4 runs tonight, and he is safe as he slides across, beating the throw. It's 4-1. A second for one. On to first, and that's it. The finals have gone to the dogs.
This is Kevin Kugler. Join me for the entire College World Series from Omaha on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM, where champions are crowned.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with an isolated chance for a shower or storm developing later today as well. With high temperatures around 70, west winds will also stay around 10 to 15 with some higher gusts at times. We'll drop out to 47 tonight. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 57.
FireMikeAnderson.com. Missouri fans don't like their basketball coach who got them to an NCAA tournament who's also named Mike Anderson. So that's kind of funny. Nebraska fan has to do something else. 888-455-ESPN. Derek, how about El Conquistador says, I'm behind Mike Anderson 100%.
How about the fight Saturday, Derek?
Big mega fight Saturday, Mayweather-Mosley, big pay-per-view event. I don't think it lived up to all the hype. For the casual boxing fan, it was probably kind of a snooze fest, a more tactical fight. For the boxing nut like me, you see things in there that are entertaining to watch. But Mosley came out. It was a close first round. He actually clocked Floyd in the second round and almost dropped him. I mean, Floyd's knees buckled. He got some good shots in, probably won the first two rounds. And then from round three on, Mayweather started putting on the boxing clinic, started getting in that Philly shell defense and counterpunching out of it, and really won every single round from round three on. Two judges had it Mosley winning one round. One other judge had it Mosley winning the first two rounds. Other than that, it was a shutout by Floyd Mayweather. He put on a clinic.
Pretty easy when it was all said and done.
Mosley only landed 92 of 493 punches thrown, I think. So Mayweather had the bobbing and weaving and the head movement going.
So what's next?
Next is, you got to go Pacquiao. You got to think Floyd Mayweather's got to step up and fight Manny Pacquiao. You got to get by the drug testing issues. I don't care whose fault it is. I don't care I'm not going to take these. Well, I'm not going to do that. I don't care. Get the fight done, because that's the biggest fight right now in boxing. Pacquiao would be much more of a live opponent than Shane was, and probably, tell you the truth, he would probably be a favorite. But that's the fight that has to get made. If Floyd Mayweather wins that fight, there's nothing else left for him. He should retire.
NHL, San Jose beats Detroit. Montreal is on the board against Pittsburgh. Maybe not a total fluke. And then the Lakers beat Utah. I don't know what I'm watching, because I don't think it's parity. The Lakers should be rolling Utah at home. They didn't. And then Atlanta, who has had trouble with Milwaukee, then they go out and thump them by 21 yesterday. So they move on as well. Anything that stuck out there?
Well, I think that, how close the Lakers, how beat up are the Lakers right now? Well, is Kobe hurt?
You look at Kobe, I mean, he had an off night until the last 4 minutes or 5 minutes of the game. He scored 11 points and lifted him to the 104-99 win. They had their offensive woes in that game, but down the stretch, every single time, Kobe is Kobe, and he wins the game for the Lakers. And you can make all the Jordan to Kobe comparisons you want. I personally think Jordan more of a complete and better player, but I tell you what, Kobe just takes it over late in the game.
Well, he did miss on Friday night, but they got a tip in. Oklahoma City probably should have been a game 7 yesterday in L.A. Instead, that finished up, and they found a way to get that game played.
Yeah, they come
Friday,
right.
Friday, we didn't know if we were going to have two game 7s, and we ended up none. Oh, hey, let's play. Let's get that on TV Sunday afternoon. Amazing, NBA, how you can make that work out. Hastings College hosting the GPAC Track Championships over the weekend. The men finished third, the women seventh, and Scott Fritz continues to get the job done. He was named the Outstanding Male Athlete of the Meet. District soccer gets underway today for boys across the state of Nebraska. The A4 happens to have Kearney and Grand Island, even the way that it worked out. It's not just that Western District, but they're both in this one. The A4, Kearney High, will take on Omaha Central at 4:30. Grand Island will play Millard North at 6:30 at the UNK campus at Foster Field. The B5 gets underway in York, and Kearney Catholic, they're off to Gehring to play a little soccer this afternoon in their play-in game. Now, also the play-in games for girls district soccer in Class B begin today. Lexington will be at Kearney Catholic this afternoon at 4 o'clock in a play-in game. All of the Class A action gets underway tomorrow. The Kearney girls will play Bellevue East at Seacrest Field in Lincoln. Grand Island girls will play Norfolk at Omaha West Side. And the finals are set for Thursday for those two. And, Daddy, seemed like there was something else I wanted to ask you. Did you have something else? Oh, they got done shooting all those targets over at Donovan.
We got some champions.
And there's some champions. Not from around here.
I was just thinking about that drive to Gehring. Play a playing game.
And then come back and turn around and go back. Ah, it's good times. It's good times. Man, there was some. Are we forgetting anything, Derek?
I don't think so. I think we covered NBA, NHL, boxing, Kentucky Derby.
You know, the Fire Mike Anderson.
The Royals. I think this is the stat they showed last night. In the last 60 starts, Zach Greinke is 22-25. In his last 60 starts, and his ERA is 2.10. Loses 1-0 yesterday. Just. Ugh.
Here's the one other thing I wanted to mention, because I noticed this weekend in the Omaha World Herald, Tom Chattel trying to, I don't know if he's defending it or not, and this is also something I'm sick of, but so if there's going to be if you want to reconfigure the conferences, then get all the presidents together and let's do it. The money wins out anyway. Don't get to a point where all of a sudden there's an announcement that Nebraska is going to join the Big Ten, and then the Big 12 has to go get somebody, and it's just a domino effect down the way. Let's get it together and say, you know what? Here's the teams. We're gonna make the announcement all at once. If Nebraska's going somewhere or Missouri's going somewhere, then this is who is coming in. Daddy, the newness of traveling to Michigan and Ohio State and all those places for the first time will wear off after the first time. Why would Nebraska leave the Big 12?
Well, if you read Tom Chattel's article, it's pretty simple. Financially, it would be a good decision. It would be another marquee name for about $22 million a year. That was the big reason.
Why? Because Texas gets all the money now in the Big 12?
No, because the Big 12 doesn't generate Texas like the Big 10 does with the... The Big 12 doesn't generate the revenue Texas or the Big 10 does with their TV network and such. That's the big reason. Nebraska's the much more marquee name than...
Well, why doesn't Big 12 get a network then?
Well, Texas is thinking about getting their own network. You know, Texas is a wild card out there. If Texas decides to do something and join the SEC, opt out of the Big 12, then what are you stuck with?
Well, here's the deal.
It's no fun if that deal happens and, you know, he brings it up. You want to play Colorado State? You want to play TCU? You think that's a big draw? Would you rather play Michigan and Ohio State than Wisconsin and Iowa? Hell yeah, I would.
Well, but they're thinking about bringing in Cincinnati, Rutgers, Pittsburgh, all those kind of schools to the Big Ten, too.
But that's part of his argument to say those schools have nothing, the name-wise, of Nebraska.
Big Ten would shun Nebraska. They would bring them in, but they would be... Nebraska's not going to get any favorites played their way. Every kind of championship would be... I don't see enough positives to warrant why you would want to make the change. Missouri, I can understand, because they already have ties to the Big Ten. Nebraska has no ties to the Big Ten. They don't even play Iowa and Minnesota every year in anything. And those are the two closest schools. And there's no other option. I understand that. We're not going to the Mountain West or the Southeastern Conference. That's our only options. Nebraska is safely in their nest of the Big 12 North, which is really not strong in anything except men's basketball. Of a men's sport. I mean, you say what you will after Nebraska had a good women's year, but outside of that, we can control our own destiny when it comes to football, somewhat when it comes to baseball. We've had some success. Volleyball, I mean, you still play everybody in the South. And then when it's time to play the big wig, you're going to get your Oklahoma or you're going to get your Texas on the other end, and if you're good enough, you'll beat that team and you're set to go. Football's number one, always has been. That if you're thinking about, you would never move a conference outside for, it's only about sports. It's not about education. It's not about anything else. And when it comes to sports, you're only talking football. I see no way that Nebraska would be better off as a football team for years to come and a power, a chance to be in that national spotlight and play in BCS bowl games by going to the Big Ten, which is shunned and has been made fun of for years.
Well, Nebraska might make up a little bit of the other side of that, bringing that competitive nature and maybe a little bit more of that Nebraska football, if you will, maybe change some perceptions out there.
Mark in Minden says, how arrogant that one team thinks they need to have their own network. Ha ha, Yankees. Yes! We're going to talk a little Major League Baseball tomorrow with Bob Davis, one of the many voices for the Kansas City Royals, and we'll get to ask him about Alex Gordon, what he thinks. He's seen Alex at the collegiate and the pro level. Will Alex ever pan out with Kansas City? We'll ask him about that. The Royals, you know what? They split with the best team in baseball over the weekend, and yesterday was 1-0 with Greinke on the mound, so they're a pitch away from being 3-1. Are they going to be playing good baseball? They'll play the White Sox tonight. We'll talk to Bob Davis of the Royals Radio Network tomorrow. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. We've got more guests planned as the week progresses, as we get into district time and state time with everything that's going on, soccer, tennis, golf, and, of course, track right around the corner as well. We want to thank Damon Day and Blake Cover, the UNK baseball team, coming into the show today.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy. See you 23 hours from now, 1416 Kearney.
50 and 50 to Friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Drew. Cunningham's Drew, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.